Prologue. Simon Kushner, former Londoner.
When I first arrived, I moved into a house in North London with a bunch of my mates. It was an old condemned house that the landlord hadn't made any improvements to in decades. The wind blew straight through the walls, and there was fungus growing on the wallpaper, and the garden at the back was just a rubbish dump. There were broken planks and bricks and bits of wood with nails sticking out and broken glass and a pile of rubble. It was your typical London garden, which in the winter is dead and in the summer manages somehow to grow about 6 feet of grass in the space of a month. Then it all settles down into a mush a month later when the summer ends. It was a really dirty neighbourhood. The local council never used to collect the rubbish. Something that struck me about London was how you'll have the front entrance into the house, and right beside it is where the garbage gets put. People leave their rubbish in front of their houses, right next to the front door. I thought that was just incredible. Or you'd see kids walking along with McDonald's eating a Big Mac meal. As they finish, they drop the packet, drop the wrapper and drop the cup. They walked along leaving a trail of garbage behind them. There was rubbish everywhere. London is actually a beautiful place when the weather's good. The mood is lighter and everybody's smiling. But for the other 350 days a year, it's miserable. You're standing there waiting for a bus in the rain, or you're waiting for a train on a platform and it's freezing. Always a persistent drizzle, or if it's not drizzling, it's overcast and cold. My first winter in London, I was so cold, that cold that gets into your bones. I remember getting into a hot bath, trying to warm up and being cold in the bath. Or I'd have cold sweats where I'd be freezing cold but my body would still be sweating. A cold London sweat. Most of the time everything's grey. The clouds are low. There's no perspective. You can't see above the buildings. There's no horizon. You're surrounded by buildings all the time, you know. Your entire space is about one block in front of you and two blocks to the side, and the clouds are at the heart of the buildings. I've always found that if you live in a cramped place, you have cramped...